Masechta Sidyas Perek Dalad Mishnah Aleph. Elu Dvara Mikule Beis Shammai Umichumrei Beis Hillel. Normally, Beis Shammai is always the Machmer, Beis Hillel is the Mekel. This Mishnah tells us cases where it's reversed, where Beis Shammai is the Mekel and Beis Hillel is the Machmer. Beis Shanolda B'Yamtif. So if you have Yamtif comes out on a Sunday and the chicken lays an egg, so Beis Shammai Oimrim Te'achel. Beis Shammai says you're allowed to eat it. Beis Hillel Oimrim Loi Te'achel. Beis Hillel says you're not allowed to eat that egg. Why are you not allowed to eat an egg that was laid on Sunday? Because the rule is, any egg that was called Beya de Mesialda Idna, may esmol gamrala, any egg that's laid today, it was finished the day before. So meaning Shabbos is when this egg was finished. Shabbos, you can't prepare on Shabbos for Yomtif. So therefore, Beis Hillel holds, you're not allowed to eat an egg that was laid on Sunday Yomtif, because that egg was prepared on Shabbos. And Beis Shammai says, it's no problem, you're allowed to eat it. Beis Shammai Oimrim, Sa'ar is like sourdough, like a very condensed version of chametz. B'kazayis, the share of that is a kazayis. V'chametz b'kakayseves. In order to be over on the Isser of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzah, you're not allowed to have chametz in your possession. So for Sa'ar, it's enough a kazayis. Chametz, it already has to be the size of a kayseves, which is a date. It has to be a bigger share. Beis Hillel Oimrim, Beis Hillel says, no, zevezeb kazayis, both of them, you're over, even with the smaller share, even regular chametz, once it's the share of a kazayis, you are over on Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzah. Mishnah Beis, Behema Shenolda B'Yamtif. If a Behema is born on Yamtif, Hakol Moidim, everyone agrees, Shehimutaris, that it's permitted to be eaten that day. Even Beis Hillel, who say that you're not allowed to eat an egg laid on Yamtif after Shabbos, but a newly born animal is not a problem, because the whole issue with the egg was that it was prepared the day before, on Shabbos. Masha Einkein, an egg, the egg was an animal was not finished the day before. So therefore, Hakol Moedim Shimutaris, you're allowed to shecht that animal on Yomtif, and it is not a problem. However, Vefroyach Sheyotzim in Abeya, if a chick came out of an egg, Hakol Moedim Shehi Shehu Aser, then everyone agrees that it's Aser. Now this has nothing to do really with Yomtif. This is a general rule that a chick that's hatched on that day, it's still considered a sheretz until it opens its eyes and it becomes more developed. It's still considered a sheretz, and therefore you're not allowed to eat it on that day. So this halacha has really nothing to do with Yomtif. It's in general a rule that you can't shecht a chick on the day that it hatched. Hasheichet chayv oif b'yomtif. So there's a rule of kisi adam, meaning a chaya, a deer, let's say a wild animal or a bird that you shecht, you have to cover it with blood. So now, let's say you shecht it on Yomtif. You could dig with a spade and you could cover over the dirt. Now, of course, according to Beis Shammai, there's a few issues here. First of all, you need that the earth should be loose. You need also that it shouldn't be muktzah, that the earth was prepared from before Shabbos. And you also have a plowing issue, that you're digging from the ground, it's considered like chayrish. So Beis Shammai says you have no problem. You could be yachbar v'deka v'yichase. If let's say this shovel was already inserted into the ground before Yomtif, and the earth is loose, so therefore you're not crumpling it up, it's already loose. So therefore you avoid all these issues. Why? The earth being loose, so that takes care of the fact that you're not crunching it up. And also, since it's loose, when you remove it from the ground, you're not creating a permanent hole, so it's not considered plowing. And since the shovel was already in the ground, it's not considered plowing even midrabanan. The fact that the earth is loose, it also takes care of the problem of grinding. You're not grinding it up, because there's no need to grind loose earth. And muktz also is not a problem, because you prepared it before Yomtif, and therefore you're allowed to use that dirt on Yomtif. Don't shecht it unless you already prepared dirt completely, meaning you dug it up, you crumbled it, and you designated it before Yomtif. You're not allowed to shecht in the first place. Umoidim, however, that if you already shechted, so then you're allowed to dig up the dirt with a shovel and use it to cover the blood. So, meaning same thing, you're allowed to use soft earth into which the shovel had already been inserted before Yomtif, but the Evan base, Hillel holds that that's mutter. And finally, the Mishnah says the last in, She'efer kira mochanu, what does that mean? That means that if you have ashes, So ashes is not a problem to use at all, because ashes are always considered mochen, they're already considered prepared. People always have their mind that you could use the ashes for something, and therefore you don't have all the other issues of digging, of being chayfer, and you don't have the issue of crushing things up, of taichen. So therefore, if you have afer, that's considered mochen, and you would have no problem using that to do kisi adam on yantif. Have a good day.